Absolutely amazing. Well, Thursday will be Thanksgiving. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We've been talking about the power of our words, and we're not going to be too far from that. Actually, this would fit right into the series of the power of our words. We're going to be talking about Thanksgiving and how we should be thankful and how being thankful prepares the way for our blessings. And that's the title. How Thanksgiving actually prepares the way for blessings. So if you've got your Bible, I'd like for you to turn to Psalms 50, verse 23, and then in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. And while you're turning and getting there and everything's settling down, I want to pray and ask God to bless us and help me. Father, I do. We thank you, Lord. We're so grateful to you. So grateful for our lives. So grateful for so many things. And Lord, I pray today that I'll be able to communicate what you have shown me this week and how that being thankful literally prepares the way for you to bless us. Lord, I want so desperately to communicate this, and I want to do an excellent job, and I will be able to if you'll anoint me. So I ask you, Lord, to anoint me and anoint our ears so that we can hear what the Spirit has to say. Because, Lord, I know how desperately we all need this. Help us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And everybody says, amen. Well, I'm glad you're here. Glad you're here. You could have been doing so many different things today, but you've decided to come and be with us. And we're so thankful and hope we do get to spend more time together. And I do hope that you're thankful. Are you a thankful person? Are you thankful for your life, your family, your faith, and your future? Are you thankful for those things? Are you thankful for your friends, your love, your job, and memories? Aren't those things wonderful just to have? Are you thankful about your country? Ha! And your food and music and country music and the house. Aren't you thankful for those things? Aren't you thankful? Aren't you thankful for your church and your God and your clothing and your health? There's so much that we should be thankful about. There's something in all of those things that all of us need to be thankful for. We're to be thankful people. The Bible tells us that Christ followers are thankful people. It's amazing how many times that the term thank or thanksgiving or thankful or some form of the word thank is in the Scriptures. There's about 150 uses of it in the King James Version. Some of those are translated praise and some of those are translated thank or thankfulness or those kinds of things. But Christ followers are supposed to be thankful people. And we are grateful people. We're thankful people. Have you ever wondered why we're so encouraged by the Lord to be thankful? We're never told to be ungrateful. We're never told to grumble or complain about anything. Have you ever thought, though, why it... Have you ever thought why it is that we should be thankful for bells coming through the PA system? You know, there should be something good about this. I don't know exactly what it is right now, but there'd be something good. But why are we so encouraged by the Lord so often and so frequently to be thankful? Have you ever thought about it? Well, see, you'll either be a grateful person and a thankful person, and you'll find life, as Terry was talking earlier, on the positive side, and good things will come out of your heart about God, about people, about everything, about life, and you'll be on the positive and the upside of things. You'll be an encourager in life, or you'll be a negative person and a critical person and an ungrateful person and an unthankful person, and you'll be always looking at the bad side of life. You'll always be looking down on things and the negatives and trying to find fault with this person or that thing, and eventually you're going to find fault with God. So God obviously encourages us to be thankful. We're to be thankful in every situation. In every single situation, we're supposed to be thankful and grateful people. We're supposed to find something to be thankful for. Even in our difficult times, we're encouraged to be thankful about something. And in the Bible, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, it says, "Give thanks in all circumstances." How many? All circumstances, for look at this. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, leave that up there just a second. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It's not God's will that you go through bad circumstances, but it is God's will that in everything you find something to give thanks about. No matter what it is that you're going through in life, it's God's will. It's not God's suggestion. This is God's will that you find something to be thankful for in everything that you go through. Have you ever thought about that? Why is that? Why is it that we should always be finding something to be thankful for and thankful about no matter what difficulty or what thing I'm going through in life? But that's what the Lord tells us to do. That's what we should be doing in every single situation. And the reason is because it's God's will that we get on the high ground. That if we'll find something to be thankful for and not get stuck in the muck and the mire of bitterness and anger and those kinds of things, but we'll get on the high ground of thankfulness, and then we'll find the way out of this thing. And here's what I really want to communicate to each of us today, is that what thankfulness does, the supernatural thing that thankfulness does for every person's life, is prepares the way out of any circumstances. It prepares the way out and prepares the way for God to bless us. Let me show you this in the NIV Bible, in Psalms 50 and verse 23, and I hope you've got your Bible open there. Psalms 50 verse 23 says this, "For who sacrifices thank offerings honors me, and he prepares the way." Isn't that interesting? "He prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God." See, what being thankful does is we prepare the way for God to bless us and bring his salvation to us. In the King James Version, it says it this way, "Whoso offereth praise," same word, just translated praise, where the NIV translates it thanks. There's this tremendous link and beautiful link between thanks and praise. Praise is the way God wants us to thank him. He says, "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation," that is willing to verbally speak the thanks and the praise to God aright, "will I show the salvation of God." In other words, when our conversation is of praise and thanks, it orders, God is able to bring forth into our life a salvation. Now, salvation is not just going to heaven when we die. That is not all that salvation is. That is the ultimate. But that is not what all salvation is. Every time you read about salvation in the Scriptures, God's people are being delivered. God's people are receiving the plunder from the kingdom of darkness. God's people are rejoicing, and the enemy is being taken care of. In other words, remember when Moses said, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord," and he stretched his rod out over the Red Sea, and the Red Sea opened, and there was a way made where there was no way for the people of Israel to cross across. And they crossed across. There's always deliverance when God brings his salvation. As they crossed across on dry land, that same thing that offered deliverance collapsed on the enemy, took care of them. They took over there all the gold and all the silver out of Egypt. They plundered the kingdom of darkness, and then they got over there and rejoiced. And these are all things that salvation always includes. And so in your life or in my life, when we are giving thanks to God, he's bringing to us salvation and bringing us a way out of circumstances where there is no way in every single circumstance that we go through. Now it says a thank offering. That was interesting to me. A thank offering in the Scripture, or a praise offering in the Scriptures, was where someone took a cake and made a meal cake. They would take flour and meal and oil and unleavened bread, and they would make this cake, and they would take it to the priest, and the priest would offer it to God. And they took time. That was the emphasis, is to take a little time, do something a little special. Rather than just saying thank you, there was something a little more to it in what God is calling here a thank offering. And as I was writing about this and thinking about this week and preparing to share this with you, I couldn't help but think about my mom. My mom was this kind of a person who was always making cakes or pies or she did these little apple turnover things that she'd make. And she'd always take them and give them to people who had done something nice for her. She was always offering thank offerings to people. And it was always amazing to me. I'd always say, "Mom, why don't you just write a card, you know? Why don't you just pick up the telephone and call?" No, that wasn't ever good enough for her. She always had to take an offering, a thank offering to people. But it was always amazing to me how she always got things taken care of for her. When gardens would come in, people would just bring her all this stuff all the time. She was always getting free groceries and people would come fix her house, fix her car, whatever that she needed. And it was always amazing to me how there was such a response to her when she did those thank offerings and those kinds of things. When we buried Mother, when she passed away in 1993 and we did the funeral, it was a pretty large chapel room and it was overflowing with people. People were sitting even out there in the foyer in the overflow areas when we did Mother's funeral, because so many people loved her and came to her. And people would come up to me during that whole time and say, "You know, I just want to tell you what your mother meant to me. She was always bringing me gifts or pies or cakes, or she was always so thankful and so appreciative of things that we would do." And because she always thanked people, and God always made sure that she received back. And so I want to encourage each of us today, this Thanksgiving, and I want to encourage you to do something just a little bit special. Take a little moment, just take something, you know, pick up the phone or do something, but do something just a little bit special to thank someone or maybe thank God. But just let Thanksgiving really be a time of being thankful. You know, Thanksgiving and being thankful in the Scriptures is very interesting when you start looking at it. You see, what being thankful does is prepare a way for God to bring us out of every single situation. That's what that verse said there in Psalms. It says it prepares a way for God to work His salvation. Now, I was thinking about Jonah, everybody remembers Jonah in the whale, the story. You know, Jonah and the big fish is actually what it was. But Jonah, you know, Jonah was God's man. And God had blessed Jonah, had given him this wonderful prophetic gift, blessed his life. Jonah had a great life. And so God says, Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh. And I want you to bring salvation to Nineveh. Well, Jonah, of course, was full of prejudice and full of ungratefulness. And he went the opposite way. He got on a cruise liner and took off in another direction. And you remember the story, a storm came up and people threw Jonah overboard. Remember the story? See, people don't like ungrateful people. They'll want you out of their life. They don't want to be around prejudiced and ungrateful people, and they'll throw you overboard. Because people just really don't want to be around those kinds of people, critical people and judgmental people and ungrateful people. They don't want them around their lives, and so they always cause these storms, you know? And so they threw him overboard, and you remember the story, and because of his ungratefulness and being prejudiced and those kinds of things, he was swallowed by a huge fish. Now, you would think that in that situation that Jonah would kind of take inventory. You know, I really missed it. You know, he's alive in this fish. Inside of this fish, Jonah is alive. And you would think, you know, that Jonah would say, man, I really missed it there. I really need to pray. And he did pray. But you would think he would say, you know, God, I want to repent. You know, show me how to get out of here. You know, I want to get out of this thing. If I'm still alive, there's still a way of getting out if I can still pray. But Jonah didn't do that. Let me show you this. Jonah prayed, but he prayed prayers of distress. And in Jonah chapter 2 and in verse 1, it says this. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, in my distress, I called to the Lord. For 8 verses, Jonah prayed all of these complaints. You know, I have learned over the years that when I'm consumed in a problem, when I find myself eaten as it is by a whale, that I don't complain. I don't pray prayers of distress. I start taking inventory. Judy and I have learned that we look to see if we're talking bad about somebody or what's the kind of seeds we've sown, you know, recently, or what's going on in our lives. In fact, she always asks me a question. Whenever we get into a circumstance that's consumed us, she always asks me a question. This is the first thing. And she doesn't know I'm going to ask her, but I'm going to get her to tell you what her first question is to me anytime we go into a bad circumstance. Are we tithing? Are you making sure we're thanking God for what He's doing for our lives? That is always the first thing she'll ever ask me, because she understands this principle. If we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, then God's going to do what He's supposed to be doing. If I'm being thankful to God, then it's going to, and it's amazing to us, because whenever we've been through a bad time, she and I, we have developed this thing that we can't hardly wait to get to church. And when we're here, we praise God with an extra praise. I mean, we go after it harder than we've ever gone before, because we understand there's something about that delivers us, and I never quite understood it as much as I do this particular week. Well, Jonah in this whale's belly is down there complaining. You know, he's not taking inventory. He's talking about the seaweed around his head, and he's talking about how he's never going to get to worship again, and he's, you know, and how God had him thrown into the water, and God was going to kill him, and, you know, he's doing all this kind of stuff in there. For 8 verses, Jonah is complaining. And then finally, in verse 9, he takes inventory. In verse 9, he takes inventory, and I want you to see this. I want you to see this. Prayers of distress, complaints, prayers of bad stuff. And then all of a sudden, in verse 9, he changes it, he takes inventory, and I want you to see what God did immediately. In Jonah chapter 2, verse 9, it says this, but I, with a song of thanksgiving, will sacrifice. Sometimes praise and thanksgiving is a sacrifice. I will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. Salvation, there's that salvation again, that deliverance, that plunder, and all those good things that come with it. Salvation comes from the Lord. Next verse. And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah upon dry ground. The next verse, that fish spit him out. You see, your circumstance cannot stand it when you thank God and when you find the high ground. It gets rid of you. God commands that thing to get you out of there. God commands a way out where there is no way out. Jonah should have died in that fish. But because he found the solution, God prepared a way for him to get out of that thing. Because he gave thanksgiving. Thanksgiving always prepares the way for us to get blessed by God and experience His salvation. Every single time. Every time I think back, every time we've been through a bad time, every time that something has consumed our family or our situation, and I would come to the place where I would praise God and I would thank God, the next thing I know, it's over. And we've plundered the kingdom of darkness. It's every single time. And I really want to communicate this to you today. Because this is the solution that so many of us need. So many of us need to understand this particular thing. Often, you know, our prayers are just like Jonah's prayers. We go through a bad time, and we're praying. It's not that we don't pray, but we pray prayers of distress. We pray how bad it is. We pray, oh God, you know, this thing's going to kill me. This thing's going to consume me. This thing, oh God, why did you let this happen? Oh God, why does bad things happen to good people? Oh God, you know? And we start going through this distress prayer. Well, see, what I want you to hear today, what you've got to learn, is God wants you to talk to Him about your petitions, the things that you need from Him, but He wants you to combine thanksgiving for what's going good in your life with that petition, and that's called a request. And if you'll put that together, you'll find that God will move in your life. Let me show you. Let me show you in the Bible, in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, and verse 6. I hope you're there. Philippians 4, 6 says, do not be anxious about anything. In other words, don't let anything consume you. But in everything, look at this, in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Do you see this? In your prayer, your petition is what you're asking God about. Combine that, add to that some thanksgiving, and present your request to God. Do you see that? Whatever that you're going through, the Lord really wants you to talk to Him about that. But He wants you to combine some good stuff that's going on in your life with it as well. Find something to be thankful for in your petition. Find something that you can add that God's doing good in your life, something that's going on good in that particular situation. Because when Jonah finally came to the place in his life where he added thanksgiving to his prayer, all of a sudden he was out of that problem. And what I want you to know is that a lot of times, but you can raise the level of your life. You can end a bad situation, something that you've been going through for years and years and years. You can end it real quickly if you'll just start adding thanksgiving to your prayer and your petition that you're giving to God. Amen? And when you start doing that, you'll all of a sudden find in that thing getting over, putting you on dry ground. You're getting able to get on with your life. You're able to enjoy life like you really should be enjoying it. Tell you a joke. It was this little boy, and his grandmother had come to be with him during the holidays, during Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. And so it came bedtime, and the little boy went in his bedroom and he began to pray very loudly. Please, God, send me a bicycle and a skateboard and a scooter. And about that time, his brother butted in and said, why are you yelling? Why are you praying so loudly? God's not hard of hearing. He said, I know God's not, but Grandma is. He understood praying with thankfulness because Grandma was there, adding his petition, the thing that he wanted. Now, I'm married to a grandma, and I know that really does work. You can really do that kind of thing. But when we understand that the principle of adding what we want to what we're thankful for, we'll all of a sudden be able to step back and watch God move mightily in our lives. No matter what difficulty you're going through, if we can find the high ground, this is God's will in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's not a suggestion. He says if you'll find the high ground of thanksgiving, and if you'll find in everything, find something to be thankful for, I'll move in your life. Listen, you got to stop talking all the negative stuff about your spouse, about your mate, and you got to petition God about those particular things, but find what the spouse is doing good and start giving them a little praise and giving them a little thanks for their spouse, and all of a sudden you're going to see that situation turn around. Your finances are bad. You've been praying about your finances for all of these years, but all you're telling God is the bad stuff. Tell God, thank you that I have a job, and thank you that you're providing money, and you've always provided for me. You've always made sure that I've had enough money to make it, and I just thank you, God, for all these. I was praying this week, and I was praying about that particular thing, and I said, God, it's amazing to me. Over all of these years, you've always taken care of every need that this church has ever needed, and I just thank you, Lord. And I thank you for all the funds and all the things that we've been able to do. And I'm just telling you, you need to start adding some thanksgiving. You got that child. That child's giving you fits, driving you crazy. And all you're telling God is how that child's driving you nuts. Well, thank God for that child. Find something that that child does good and add that to your prayer, and all of a sudden, you're going to see God start moving and start doing something in that child's life. See, this is we add with your petition, you add with it thanksgiving, and all of a sudden God opens the mouth of that thing, and next thing you know, it's over and it's done. It's amazing. Happens every single time. Every single time. The opposite is also true. If we refuse to be grateful, if we are unthankful people and ungrateful people, if we're always critical and finding faults with everything, then we go down. Instead of tending upward, the situation will always get worse. Instead of it getting better and life getting better, life gets worse if we're ungrateful and unthankful. It always works this way. It gets darker and life gets full of temptations and lust and bad stuff starts happening. We get around bad people and bad things begin happening in our lives if we're ungrateful and unthankful. Let me show you this in Romans chapter 1, verse 21. For although they knew God, see, even if you're a Christ follower, even if you know God, even though they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God, nor gave thanks to Him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Now notice in that passage that unthankfulness affects your mind and your heart. It affects the direction that you go. Thankfulness causes things to get light. Unthankfulness and being ungrateful causes things to get dark, causes your heart to get dark, causes your mind to get dark. Verse 24 says, therefore, because they weren't thankful, they weren't grateful, therefore God gave them over to their sinful desires. Unthankful and ungrateful people are heading for bad things. Their sins and their desires are going to take them over. And then verse 26 says, because of this, because of their ungratefulness and unthankfulness, God gave them over to shameful lust. You fall into lust of the flesh and sin when you give yourself over and you're not around godly people. I always tell people when they're being tempted in these ways, get around the people of God. Get around thankful people, Christ followers, people that are positive, people that have a good outlook at life. And all of a sudden you'll find that those lusts won't be as lustful. Those things won't be as tempting when you're around the right kind of people and you're walking in a thankful atmosphere and with thankful people. And then finally in verse 28 he says this, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. See, ungratefulness has a negative effect on our minds and on our lives. It always does. Critical, negative people are always going to be falling into lust. They're always going to be falling into problems. Life's going to be a disaster all the time. It's one crisis after another crisis after another crisis because God's not going to make you be thankful. It's His will that you be thankful, but He's not going to make you be thankful. This is something we have to do. We have to decide. It's a decision that we make daily over every situation and everything. We got to find the high ground of thankfulness. Thinking about Lot. Lot was the nephew of Abraham. You remember his story. He came out of Ur of the Chaldees with Abraham. He was being very blessed as long as he was hanging around the people of God. He was blessed so much. He was receiving so much, and his life was just growing, and all of his belongings, he was profiting and all these things. But the Bible says that there came a day when there was a strife between the herdsmen of Lot and the herdsmen of Abraham. Well, rather than Lot being grateful and taking care of the situation, he didn't. And I'm sure there was some discussions, and there were some times when Abraham would discuss this with Lot. Well, Lot, in his ungratefulness and in his greed, would not take care of the situation. So finally, Abraham came to him one day, and he says, "Listen, Lot, I don't want there to be problems between us. What I want you to do is you take anything you want, you take all you want, and you decide where you want to go, and you go there. But get what you want and leave, because you're causing me all these problems." See, people really don't want ungrateful and bitter and bickering people around. He said, "You take what you want and you leave and you go." Well, Lot liked that because of his ungratefulness and greed, and he began to look around. The Bible says he looked and he saw the plains looked very good. And he decided that he was going to take the plains. So he went off, and the Bible doesn't say him saying anything, being grateful in any kind of way to his Uncle Abraham. He just took off, took all he wanted and left. Took off. And I want to show you where he headed and what happened to his life. Lot took off towards the plains, and in Genesis chapter 13, in verse 12, it says, "Abraham lived in the land of Canaan, while Lot lived among the cities of the plain and pitched his tents near Sodom." Verse 13 says, "Now the men of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord." See, an ungrateful attitude will always take you in the wrong direction. And it doesn't just affect Lot. It affected his whole family. His whole family was affected by this attitude, this ungratefulness that Lot had. If you know the story, you know what happened. God sent angels to deliver Lot and his family out of Sodom, but destroyed Sodom. All of Lot's possession, except for what he could carry on his back, were lost. All of those things that he was ungrateful for and took from Abraham were just utterly burned up and destroyed as Sodom was destroyed. If you know the story, as they came out, his wife was turned to a pillar of salt. He lost his wife in that situation. And if you know the story, he and his daughters go and live in the mountains alone. Lot gets drunk and has incest with his daughters. Do you see the thing that ungratefulness does and how it just gives you over to a depraved and a reprobate mind? Both of those daughters became pregnant by Lot. And the Bible tells us that he spent his last days living in the mountains as a hermit. Now, that's horrible. But being unthankful and ungrateful always takes us in the wrong direction. It puts us around the wrong people. And it always has a negative effect on our hearts and on our minds and on our whole lives and our families' lives. Works very negatively. But the opposite is so true when you're thankful and when you're grateful. When you have a grateful heart and you're thankful towards God and you're thanking people, and this just comes out of your life and it becomes a lifestyle within us, things good happen in your life. Good stuff happens for your life all the time. And it should become a lifestyle for us. Each one of us should develop not just a once a day, once a year Thanksgiving Day where we're reminded that we should be thankful. This should be something that we do daily. Every situation that we find ourselves in, we should find something, the high ground of thankfulness. And every day we should find something to thank God and thank someone about. The book of Ephesians, chapter 5 and verse 20, it says this: "Always..." In other words, this is a lifestyle. "Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Every day there should be something that we find to be thankful for. See, it's the way out of whatever circumstance that you're in. It prepares the way for salvation. It prepares the way for God to deliver you. It's the high ground. Rather than taking you down and getting it worse, it takes you up and it gets better. And it becomes a lifestyle. We should be thankful people. We've got the most to be thankful for than anything you can imagine. Jesus Christ died on the cross for us and to give us life, and that more abundantly. And we should be able to easily find a lot of things to be thankful for. In other words, we should run out. You know, I mean, we should just run out of time thanking God for all the things and the blessings that He's given to our lives. Think about Daniel. In everything, in every situation, in every circumstance, I think about, Daniel. My goodness. I mean, Daniel was a thankful person, and Daniel developed a lifestyle of thankfulness. But when you think about his life, you know, sometimes these situations that we find ourselves in, we say, how do you thank God when bad things happen to good people? You know, how do you thank God? I mean, how do you be thankful? Well, look at Daniel. Daniel, the Bible picks him up as a young boy. The Bible starts talking about Daniel when he was just a young guy. Nebuchadnezzar and the armies of Babylon had come down to Jerusalem and had seized the city. They utterly destroyed the city, took down the walls, tore up the temple, just took all, and killed Daniel's parents, killed all of his family, destroyed his nation, destroyed his city, destroyed his church. He had nothing left. Everything that was precious to him was taken. And it didn't end there. They took him as a slave, took him back to Babylon and made him a eunuch. Took away his manhood. Now, how in the world do you find something to be thankful for in that? But yet Daniel became thankful. Daniel developed a lifestyle of thanking God every single day. And he developed an attitude of thankfulness. Let me show you this. And this is what made Daniel special. And this would make you special or me special or anybody special. It prepares the way out. Thankfulness is a key to a great life. Thankful people have great lives. Look at what happened to Daniel here. And Daniel's attitude. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10 says, 3 times a day... he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. This wasn't just one time. Daniel did this all the time. Every day he gave thanks to God. He found something to thank God for every single day. And none of us have ever experienced all the things that Daniel has experienced. None of us ever did or ever will. But yet Daniel was able to thank God. And every time Daniel got into trouble, God delivered him. God brought his salvation to Daniel. Think about the lion's den. Do you know why they put him in the lion's den? Because he wouldn't stop thanking God. He wouldn't stop praying and he wouldn't stop thanking God, so they threw him in the lion's den. God supernaturally moved. But that's not all God did for Daniel. God supernaturally moved and sent an angel down there to shut the mouths of those lions. God will supernaturally move in our lives when we're thankful people. He will just bring His salvation because it prepares the way for Him to bless us. But not only that, King Darius loved Daniel. The king loved Daniel. Now, he couldn't stop the situation from happening. There's people in your lives when you're thankful, they can't stop things from happening to you, but they're right there just as soon as they can be to help you out. They're right there immediately, just as quickly as they can get to you. They will be there for you to help you out. You've got things that's going to happen in your lives or has happened in your life or maybe you're going through right now. Nobody could stop it from happening. But there are people right there, if you're a grateful and a thankful people, that's going to help you out just as quickly as possible. And God's going to send supernatural help in there to stop that thing from devouring you. Let me show you this in the book of Daniel chapter 6 and verse 19. At the first light of dawn, the king got up and hurried to the lion's den. The king, in verse 23, says, the king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him because he had trusted in his God. See, God will not only supernaturally intervene in your life with angels and those things when you're thankful, but also He'll send people in your life to be there for you, just the right people. The person that you need at that moment, His favor will be upon you. Thankfulness is a tremendous key for a great life. Your life and my life can be so greatly leveled, can go up several levels of enjoyment and good things happening in our lives if we'll just learn the principle of being thankful. Every day, find somebody to thank. Every day, thank God for something that you have. Stop giving God our petitions of distress. And start adding with our petitions thanksgiving. And all of a sudden, we've made a request known unto Him, and God will bring salvation because thanksgiving prepares the way for God to bless us. And it's a good thing to give the Lord thanks, is it not? Is it not? Psalms 30 says this, "You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy." Verse 12 says, "That my heart may sing to you and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever." See, Being thankful will take a bad situation and make it a good situation. When we're thankful, God will take our things that are wailing, that we're wailing over and mourning over. When we're upset and we're tired or we're beaten down or distressed or disturbed about something, if we'll find the high ground of thankfulness, all of a sudden, instead of it being something we're mourning about, God turns it around to make it something that we're happy about. It brings us happiness and joy and gladness in our lives. Thanksgiving has a way of changing everything. It has a way of changing the way we think about things. Rather than being distressed and distraught and depressed, all of a sudden we're happy, we're laughing, we're releasing good things into our lives to bring healing to our bodies. Thankfulness is an answer. Thankfulness is the will of God for your life in Christ Jesus, because thankfulness does nothing but good. You've got to find something to be thankful for in every situation, or that situation will make you bitter instead of better. That situation will bring you down instead of letting you get up. That situation will cause you problems and darkness rather than light and life. So God wants you to hear this today. He wants you to understand that there is something in thanking people and thanking God on a continuous basis that will bless your life and bring everlasting blessings to you. And it is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. There's always, you know, one way of doing this is always making sure that sometimes you say, how do I thank God for this particular situation? Well, let me tell you, a way to do it is to always know that it could be worse. No matter what you're going through, it could be worse. Right? I was running around looking at stuff and I found this on the internet, so I thought it would be good to read concerning our situation. A girl was in college, and she hadn't written home for a long time. So finally, she writes home to her mom, and this is what she said. She says, "Dear Mom, sorry I haven't written sooner. My arm is broken. I broke it and my left leg when I jumped from the second floor of my dormitory when we had the fire. We were lucky. A young service station attendant saw the blaze and called the fire department. They were there in minutes. I was in the hospital for a few days. Paul, the service station attendant, came to see me every day. And because it was taking so long to get our dormitory livable again, I moved in with him. He's been so nice. I must admit that I am pregnant. Paul and I plan to get married just as soon as he can get a divorce. I hope things are fine at home. I'm doing fine. And we'll write more when I get the chance. Love, your daughter Susie. P.S. None of the above is true, but I did get a C in sociology and flunked chemistry. I just wanted you to receive the news with the proper perspective." In other words, Susie went to great lengths to tell Mama, "Mama, it could be worse." So whatever you're going through, it could be worse. It could be worse, whatever the situation that you're in. So you want to find how do you get on the high ground? It could be worse. That immediately puts you to a higher level than you were. That immediately puts you on the upside of things and starts thinking up anyhow. Yes, yes, Jonah, you are in the belly of a big fish, but you are still alive. You are not dead. You are still alive and you're still able to pray. And as long as you're still alive and still able to pray, then God can still move and get you out of that thing. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how big the fish is, belly that you're in. You can still pray. And if you'll be thankful, that thing will spit you out and you can get on with your life. Amen? I don't care what you're going through. Yes, Daniel, you are in the lion's den. But because you have developed this attitude of gratefulness and this consistency with being grateful to God and grateful to people, then God's going to supernaturally move. He's going to shut the mouth of those lions for you, Daniel, and He's going to send just the right people to get you out of that situation when it's time for you to come out of that thing, Daniel. I don't care what you're going through, what I'm going through, what God wants you to hear today and wants me to hear today is that no matter what it is, it could be worse. And plus all, if we'll just start looking at the high side and looking at getting on the high ground, then what our thankfulness will do for you and for me is prepare a way for God to move into that situation, bring us salvation and bless our lives. Amen? 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 That's just the way it's going to be. One more thing. In Psalms 92 and verse 1, it says this: "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises." There's this tremendous link between thankfulness and praise to God. They're sometimes changed in the translation. One time thanks is praise, and one time praise is thanks. And anyway, praise and to thy name, O Most High. In verse 24 it says, "For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through the work. I will triumph in the works of thy hand. Notice that triumph life, a life of triumph, a triumphal life, comes when we are thankful. When we're thankful, God moves with His hands and delivers us. He wants thankful people. He wants us not just to take Thursday and be thankful, but He wants us to find something to be thankful for every single day of our life. And if we will, God will bless us. He will deliver us from every big fish, every circumstance that tries to consume us. He will deliver us from every situation. He will bless your life in a way that you can't imagine. God has desires for your life to bless you in everything. He has a plan for your life to do you good and not evil. He has a plan to bless you and bring you blessings upon your life. He wants you to have an abundant life. We can't stop His hands from working in our lives by not being thankful. We have got to be grateful people. We have got to be thankful people. And if we will, He'll always move and He'll cause that thing to release us so that we can go about our lives and have an abundant life. How many thankful people do I have in here today? Be thankful people. If you're a thankful people, person, then shout to God and give God a hand clap. Yeah. Amen. 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 It's Thanksgiving. Let's be thankful. Amen. Amen. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to minister to some people. We're going to sing one song, and we're just going to let you go home, okay? Listen, maybe you don't know Jesus, and you're here today, and you've never invited Him into your life. You've never made Him Lord. Well, we want to fix that right now. If you never allowed Him to become your Lord and your Savior, then you can experience this thankfulness and this gratitude that we're talking about. It's a very simple thing. You just pray a prayer and you begin your walk. You begin to receive Him as your Lord and Savior, and all of a sudden God starts moving in your life and doing great things for you. I'm going to pray that in just a second. But maybe you've gotten back away from God. Maybe you've slipped back. You know, just gotten away. You don't know how it happened. It doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter to God. All He wants you to know is that He wants you back. He wants you to get back close to Him. He wants to have a relationship with you. I want you to pray this prayer with us also. Listen, if you're distant from God for whatever reason, maybe you've been very faithful to the house of the Lord, but still, you know, you just don't feel the presence of God like you really want to. And I want you to hear what we've talked about today and be thankful, but I want you to pray this from your heart as well. I want everybody in here to pray this prayer with me. As I pray, just repeat after me, receive Jesus, come back to Jesus, or ask Him to stir your life again. But we want to pray this prayer, and then I'll minister to the people and sick and whatever else we need to do here. But I want you to pray this with me. Pray out loud with me. Father God, I receive Jesus Christ.
I receive Jesus Christ
as my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
I confess You with my mouth.
I confess You with my mouth.
And I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart
that You are risen from the dead.
You are risen from the dead.
Lead me now.
Lead me now.
And use me.
And use me.
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Jesus' name.